The Enneagram of Personality podcast with Logan Jones is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hey, friends and neighbors, welcome back. Today is all about Type 9. These wonderful, peaceful lovers of all things harmonious and keeping the peace, known as the peacemakers or the mediators of the Enneagram. This type is seated right at the top. If you look at the image of an Enneagram with me, they're right there at the top. What a nifty little perch, right? They're in touch and can see anything and everything from every other type's viewpoint as well. This is pretty fascinating. This is not necessarily accessible to most Enneagram types, but to a nine, it's just where they are. It's just how they live, which when they're at their best, this is pretty amazing. They can be so compassionate and truly empathetic with anyone. They can truly see it from your point of view when they're not at their best and stressed. This means they merge with whatever your point of view is, whatever your agenda is. What they really want is unity, harmony. But when they're not at their best and when they're stressed and trying to get through the day, something takes over, and it's this reactive stance of not wanting their precious inner sanctum, their precious sense of peace on the inside. They don't want that messed with. And so therefore, sure, they will merge with whatever and whomever has the strongest opinion or agenda, whether it's a boss or a friend or something as simple as a spouse asking where we should have lunch. Sure, let's have sushi, says the nine, who might not even really like sushi, just to quote-unquote keep the peace. But if you notice there, they'll say that and they'll find themselves at said sushi restaurant ordering a salad or a soup, thinking that that's how they have to be to keep the peace. And they have gone asleep to themselves. They've gone asleep to their agenda, thinking that it may cause conflict. And so here you can see they are conflict avoidant until they are angry enough to not stand it anymore and to speak up for themselves and their agenda. Many nines report that they'll be silent about their own agenda. Silent to speak first, if you will, about their own agenda. They also report this feeling of they could just slip into a room without being noticed and slip back out as well. And that they're okay with that most days. But notice the sadness there. Do I really matter? Do I really exist? If I can slip in and slip out a room, which usually is okay for me, maybe even be desired, but the sadness that sets in is, do I even matter? And this describes really well what they go asleep to. This is what they settle for, is they go asleep to their own agenda. For fear of causing conflict, for fear of what the others might say. And they just merge with yours. Seems safer. But in the long run, it makes one really sad. And there's a deep kind of indolence, a deep kind of apathetic worldview, Weltanschauung, as we say in German, that sort of becomes the atmosphere of where the nine lives. So you can think of it almost as a sleeping beauty. These nines are asleep to the beauty that they are. Brace yourselves, nines, for a rude awakening. But at your best, you are aware of how much you matter and how beautiful you are. And even though the awakening can feel like a conflict and be somewhat rude, you do awaken. And then maybe I'm imagining a morning that you awaken. And once you settle with that warm beverage, whether you're a tea drinker or a coffee drinker, you settle with that warm beverage in the palm of your hands, looking at the sunrise, and you are awake to the glory of it all, and you're a part of it all, and you are integrated, and you matter, and the glory of the sunrise that you feel deep inside is the glory of you, and that harmony, that unity is what you live for.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
My dear nines, Jesus, in speaking his parables, was speaking to nines, I imagine, when he speaks about a very, very, very interesting thing in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. I really think nines who listen here can profit from a very profound understanding of this parable. So Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set man against father, and daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father and mother more than me isn't worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it." Jesus, the peaceable. Jesus, the mediator of God and man, of heaven and earth, right? His peace runs throughout the gospel of healing and mercy and forgiveness, and insists that all of us who claim to be followers of his focus on him to the exclusion of other allegiances or agendas. The context here, we don't want to miss it, is one of identification. Don't forget, Jesus was a Palestinian Jew. A Jew speaking to other Jews here. He's speaking to them in their context of family. Family relationships. Because Jewishness was passed on by bloodlines, right? The saved people, the Jews. And Jesus crossed these. In the Gospel according to Matthew, the writer is also writing to a Jewish audience, and they would feel this challenge especially, especially deeply. I imagine Jesus speaking this most especially to nines, of course, through nines to all of us. However, nines, listen up. There's a peace, a shalom, sticking with the Jewishness of everything, right? there's a shalom peace that comes through conflict. And this is what Jesus is talking about. To preach peace, his gospel of peace, his gospel of shalom, of the reign of God, to a people who thought it was only and always just about bloodlines and family ties. To them, he had to speak in this powerful way. And isn't it amazing how it speaks most assuredly, particularly to Enya Type 9, who can see everyone else's point of view, can see things from other people's point of view, and that's a gift. But when taken too far with their love of all things peaceful and not wanting to ruffle feathers or not wanting conflict, in fact, wanting to avoid conflict at all cost, this can lead nines into forgetfulness. Forgetfulness of who they truly are, of their authentic emotions, going asleep to these beautifully wild, sometimes even uncontrollable things that we call emotions. So nines have to do that hard work of discovering and being true to their authentic emotions, coming into contact with the glory of being fully alive here, welcoming and allowing the heart to open to whatever is present, whatever feeling, not repressing it, keeping it at bay, shielding it. And they have to give up this desire of what we can go ahead and say is false peace. The false peace of sleep, quote unquote, hitting snooze and going through the rude awakening, awakening to their true, authentic, glorious emotions. And then with that and waiting until that happens, facing whatever conflict might need to be faced in order to be peace, because peace affects us all. Whether that's your team with whom you work, or your family, that's the peace that we all need, and that is effective. So nines, don't give up. It's hard. Grace is there to help you in those moments of rude awakening to your true authentic emotions, welcoming the weird and strange ones that seem, if I am truthful about the fact that I'm angry, I might cause others to not want me here, thereby causing disunity and disharmony. But grace is saying, I'm here, I'm present, trust in me. Seek first me. And so with the gospel, using the Enneagram as a tool, we can access our gut and trust it as a pathway to our authentic emotion, whatever it may be, and not fear the conflict that might come or will probably come, knowing and having faith that the result will be peace, shalom, a peace through conflict, a peace and calm after the storm. So hang in there, Type 9s. We love you, and we need you. We need you awake, and we need your empathetic beauty to empathize with the authentic emotion that you may and probably are afraid of. Have no fear. Remember the gospel. So what can a nine do? Sweet nine friends, what can you do? Make a list of things you would fight for. With whom? Make a list of what's okay and what's not okay, maybe with post-it notes. And last but not least, for a month, every morning, make a to-do list for the day and prioritize everything on the list as an A, B, or C. At the end of each day, look at your list and see what you did, asking yourself the question, who's in charge here? And for extra credit, read the Gospel and note the passages in the Gospels in which Jesus places responsibility on the listeners. Also notice miracles that enable people to stand on their own two feet, healing for the lame, or see for themselves, healing to the blind. Reflect on how much power Jesus gave to people to take care of themselves. And notice also how much conflict Jesus gets into with his gospel of peace. Read the whole gospel, looking for conflict, and more importantly, for the peace that comes through conflict. All right, friends, thanks for listening. Can't believe we've made our way around the Enneagram this way. So tune in again, and may you live simply, love generously, speak truthfully, serve faithfully, and leave everything else to God. Go in peace.
The Enneagram of Personality is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you just listened to, would you take a second to leave us a review in your favorite podcast app? It really does help new listeners find us. You can find more about Logan Jones by visiting his site, loganjonescoaching.com. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thank you to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more faith-affirming podcasts, just visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.